Arrived. Oh, please do join us. We're having the most pleasant meal, aren't we, Molly? Would you be so kind as to pass the pepper? No, not the black pepper. Please pass the pepper. Nor do I want the chili pepper. Pass the pepper. What kind of pepper? The toilet pepper.
Thanks. I really gotta go.
Excuse me. There we go.
That's much better. I always wash my hands after. Now, I wonder what's for dessert. Let's go see.
What? Hey! What happened to our beautiful table? Molly? Huh? You want me to believe that an elephant came here and trampled it while I was in the bathroom? I bet Molly is trying to blame an invisible elephant for something she did her very own self. That's a bit of a stretch, don't you think, Moll? Tell you what, I'm gonna go stretch on my clock rug. And if that elephant comes back, would you tell him that he's welcome to stay for dessert? If he resets the table for us. Okay, Molly, my dolly? Thank you. Last one to the clock rug is a couch potato.
See if you can do this. It's fun.
Come back? No? Well then, who set up this gorgeous table? You did? Well then, who knocked over the other one? Oh, you did. Well, I thought so. I didn't really believe you when you tried to blame it on the elephant. But I'm glad you told me the truth, Molly. Anyway, I like this table much better. Now, let's see. What shall we have for dessert? Somewhere in here, I have a very special dessert container. Ah, here it is. See, it keeps the dessert inside, so all of its ooey-gooey goodness doesn't get all over the couch. That would be icky, sticky badness. Here, Molly, I think you're gonna like this. Now, close your eyes and open your nose. What's for dessert, do you suppose? Smell yummy? Well, gee, that's not Molly's usual reaction to donuts. Ew! A stinky potato. Oh, that doesn't look like a very tasty dessert. Wonder how long it's been in there. Ooh. Too long. Oops. Well, we can't leave it there. It'll just get stinkier and stinkier. Well, who's gonna go down there and reach under and get it out? Me? Oh, no, 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 no. You. Ha-ha, you. Okay, well, if not me and not you, then who? Oh, Molly, please do not bring them into this. Hey, I know a great way to decide. Here, put out your fists. This is how it works. One potato, two potato, three potato, four. Five potatoes, six potatoes. Potato, 27 potato, more. Oh, look! Well, seems to have rolled out all on its own. Hey, what do you know? I should probably get that stinker over to Granny's compost where it belongs. Oh, but I need to find something to pick it up with. Perfecto! Okay. Well, see you later, alligator. Sorry, Molly. Oh, Granny will love this. Oh, hi, Granny. I have something stinky for your compost.
Oh, goody. The stinkier, the better when it comes to compost. And the better the compost, the bigger and juicier my veggies will grow. Oi, the cycle of life.
Well, into the compost with you then. Ooh, see ya.
Wouldn't want to be ya.
Come here, Luna. Nerdkins. I have something I want to show you.
Really? What is it?
Ta-da! The latest and the greatest from my garden. Isn't it delightful?
Oh, lucky duck! How did you get a potato to grow into such a silly shape?
Well, it's kind of a secret. But a good compost is also very important.
Oh, a secret? Oh, you can tell me, Granny. I won't tell, I promise.
Well... Ooh, la la! My sweet potato pie is ready to come out of the oven. Hold that thought!
Hubba, wow! Do you believe this? This potato shaped like a duck really quacks me up. Quack, quack, quack. Oh, hi, Major Bedhead.
Hi, Lunette.
Come see what Granny's garden grew.
A duck shaped like a potato.
Quack, 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 quack.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
Who's gonna tell Granny? Well, me neither.
Oh, you had it first.
Oh, but you started the game.
Well, Snickle Fritz made me.
Meow?
But you're bigger.
Well, you have whiskers.
Oh.
No, it's gonna be your fault. No, you did it.
Because it was when you took it. It was right above your head.
Huh? Hey, you three! What's all the commotion?
Well, we were playing a little game, and we'll never get to throw it.
All right.
That's enough. Now, everybody take a deep breath. And let it out. It is okay to make a mistake, but it is not okay to blame some other clown if you do.
Lunette, I'm sorry I said you made a bad throw.
I think it was more like we all made a bad catch.
There, that's much better. Now, if you are all a little more careful, I got plenty more silly spots where that one came from.
One potato, two potato, three potato, four. A boiled or a baked or a mashed potato, no matter how you slice it, it's yours. When there's something you should do that you promise to yourself and you pass it off on some unsuspecting little spot. When you ought to take the blame, it's a shame when you shift it to another and you start slaying in that mud. Whee! One potato, two potato, three potato, four. A boiled or a baked or a mashed potato, no matter how you slice it, it's yours. If you make a mistake and you take what you make and you fake that you didn't even do, you pass the buck. To the yam in the corner, if you think that I'll blink and I'll miss it while you're out of luck. One potato, two potato, three potato, four. A boiled or a baked or a mashed potato, no matter how you slice, it's yours.
Major Bedhead, your tuba playing is totally tubular, but, isn't there something else you're really good at?
Why, sure, Lunette. I play a really mean stand-up bass as well. It's my great honor and privilege to present to you, Miss Lunette the Clown, a very special delivery from your Auntie Macassar.
Oh, goody. Thank you. I wonder what it is. Let's see what the card says. Dear Lunette, that's me. I am writing to you from the land of our clowncestors.
Patchwork Island. It's old home week, and I've decided that it's time for me to pass on to you this much-treasured family heirloom. Inside this package is something very special that once belonged to your great-grand clown, Lila Mae Pantaloon.
Lila Mae Pantaloon.
Oh, she was a famous clown on Patchwork Island.
Ooh,
Wow! Look! Patchwork pants!
Oh, they're beautiful! Try them on! They remind me of the old country.
I prefer new country myself, but those are pretty styly duds.
Big and comfy, just the way I like him. Whoa! What's happening?
Go, Lunette!
You're such a ham!
It's not me, Granny. It's the pants. Honest.
Oh, sure. Blame the pants.
It is the pants. Really? Oh, I can't stop. Oh, gee. Some clown, help me. What'll I do?
Wow, you're not kidding. Granny, I think this is the job for the two of us.
There. Oh, that's better.
Well, here we go again. These pants have a mind of their own. Trying to dance me inside. See you later.
Bye.
Hey, what's up, Buttercup? Oh, a story. What a brilliant idea. Whoa. I'd really love to read a story with you right now, Molly, but I'm afraid these pants won't let me. Molly, really, I have no control. It's really these pants. No, an elephant did not come along and give them to me. No, in fact, they used to belong to my great-grand clown. Yes, and then my great-grand clown passed them on to my Auntie Macassar, who then passed them on to me. That's what makes them a family heirloom. Yep, I'm tired of all this baggy pant mayhem. Oh, Molly, really, I'd love to hunker down for some sleepy time with you. Come on, let's go. These certainly are very special and silly pants. You know, Molly, I'm gonna keep them nice and safe in the steamer trunk for the next time I'm in a really funny mood. There we go. But right now, I'm feeling kind of cozy and dozy. Are you still up for a story, Molly? Oh, goody. Me too. Are you? Great. Now let's get our comfiest of comfies. Nice. Thank you, Molly. You need lots of light in your life, especially when you read. Okay. Oh, look at this. It's the story of Eli and Lila Mae Pantaloon, my great-grand clowns from Patchwork Island. Way out east, where the sun comes from, lies a tiny little island like a cradle in the waves. This island was called Patchwork Island because the different colored fields looked like a giant patchwork quilt. On this island, there lived two farm clowns named Eli and Lila Mae Pantaloon. For as long as they could remember, their family had grown potatoes. Now, these were no ordinary potatoes. The Pantaloons were famous for growing the silliest looking potatoes on the whole island. Nobody knew quite how they did it, because they had a secret trick. During the day, they did what any other farm clown would do, planting and picking, weeding and watering. But when the evening came, the Pantaloons would put on their baggiest patchwork pants and do the silliest walks they could think of, up and down the rows. This filled the earth with mirth and made the potatoes grow into hilarious shapes. This is what they had always done,
And this is what they plan to always do. Until one summer's day, everything changed.
Do you see that dark cloud? Asked Lila.
A little rain would be nice, said Eli.
Do you hear that humming sound? Wondered Lila.
Probably just the wind, thought Eli.
But the dark cloud grew bigger, and the humming got louder, and soon it became clear just exactly what it was.
Potato bugs!
Shouted their neighbor. And he was right. Soon the whole island was covered in bugs, munching up every clown's crop. Every crop, that is, except the pantaloons. When the potato bugs had landed in their fields, the silly shapes made them laugh so hard they couldn't even chew. So Eli and Lila May's plants were saved. Unfortunately, every other clown was not so lucky. They called a meeting to talk about the problem.
We want to know why the bugs aren't eating up your fields like they're ruining ours, said Laurel Manure.
Yeah, why not? The others asked.
Lila looked at Eli. What should they do? Could they blame it on something else? A new kind of seed? Better compost? No. They had to own up to the truth. So they shared the Pantaloon family secret with all the clowns of Patchwork Island. That evening, every clown put on their baggiest patchwork pants, and together they paraded up and down the rows of all the farms, doing the goofiest walks. The leaves quivered, stems shook, and roots wiggled. Soon the whole island was bursting with mirth, twisting the potatoes into the silliest shapes known to clown kind.
Listen, said Lila.
They all listened carefully. Started as a little snicker. Then it grew into giggles. And pretty soon it was a rip-roar and side-splitting little potato bug belly laughter. The bugs were laughing so hard they couldn't swallow another bite. So the dark cloud of bugs lifted up and flew off in search of a place where they could find a decent bite to eat. How the clowns shouted and jumped for joy. And from that day on, every clown on the island did the patchwork promenade.
The end. So that's Granny's secret for growing silly-shaped potatoes. Ha ha! Boy, well, I hope we sure get to visit Patchwork Island someday. But for now, we can just visit it in our dreams. And this is a nightmare! Hey! Who made this big mess? Molly did? Oh. Wow. It's pretty big of you to own up to your own mess, Molly. But you know what? I helped make it, so it's our mess. So, get ready for the 10-second tidy. Ready, set, go! Thanks, partner. What a good team. And thank you for coming over to be part of our team. Toodles. I love you, Molly. To the moon and back.
Thank you.
and the clown jumped over the moon.